Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Highly Successful Couples. It's your host, Nick Solacek, and today we are going to talk a little bit about a man telling a woman that he is too busy. So, ladies, when a man tells you he's too busy or he's very busy right now, I want to make a bit of a case of why this might be bullshit. And yes, we can be busy in a given moment, a given day, a given week. We can have a busy season, a busy phase of life. I know people that have seasonal businesses and things just get really intense at a certain time of year. So we need to understand the context and the nuance with that. But I could tell you, having worked and sat with hundreds and hundreds of men, that they will often move mountains to get what they want. And in particular, they will do this in the early phases of dating, in that honeymoon phase, in that limerence, in that initial blissful merging, you know, when you get the love bombs and you get all the attention and you get the texts and they're making plans with you and it's all lovey-dovey. And in the early phases of dating and later in relationship, this can venture into unhealthy territory even, because some men will spend more money than they have to impress a woman. They will sometimes become whoever they think you want them to be, right? They'll just, I'll just be whoever I think you want me to be. I'll just sort of be who I think you, like the person that you like. Very chameleon energy, you know, very covert, kind of the nice guy. And some men will even bail on their friends permanently, right, to be with you, or bail on plans last minute. They might call in sick to work so that they can lay in the arms of their lover, right? And some of that might disgust you. Some of that you might find cute. Oh, it's so cute. Called in sick. He wants to be with me. But long term, this is really not the kind of man you want to be with. And you know this because you want a man who makes his word good, who follows through on his commitments. He's responsible. He holds a steady job or has a reliable income stream or just has an incredible capacity to make money when he needs it. You want a man who's loyal. And if a man is only loyal to you, but has no loyalty to his friends, family, or himself, that's not loyalty. And you want a man who's honest, doesn't tell lies. So it might be cute for him to call in sick, you know, once in the early honeymoon stage of your relationship. But long term, that's not something you want your partner doing, right? Get to work. We need to pay the bills around here. And maybe you want them to love their job, not just like it or not just do it. I think you definitely want them to get shit done from time to time. And you want them to tell the truth, you know, so that they don't have anything to hide from you or from other people, that they can, you know, be themselves. So when a man says, you know, I'm just really busy. I've just been so busy. I really kind of smell the stench coming off of that statement. In general, men want the attention, admiration, affection, and company of a woman that they find attractive, right? And early on, we all put our best foot forward. Men and women both do this, you know, but guys, like, we shower, shave, pick an outfit, do our hair, get our car detailed, clean our apartment, you know? We want to win the admiration of the person that we're dating. And men and women can both acknowledge that this happens, that we do this. Billions of dollars are spent in an effort to win our dating partner's admiration, right? Plastic surgery, fashion, makeup, supplements, personal training. And from one perspective, you know, the entire pursuit of wealth and status and power is really just to have access to the best possible mating partners. But beyond hypergamy and evolutionary biology and other interesting rabbit holes we can go down, what I find most interesting is like this pattern of men abandoning their purpose and mission, often in the pursuit of women. And there are so many examples of this. And then I'll come back to like the I'm busy statement. You know, men with high ranking, high paying, powerful jobs, risking it all for the attention, affection, and warmth of a woman, right? Perhaps one of the most famous examples of this would be in 1998, Bill Clinton getting blowjobs from Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. President of the most powerful country in the world, married with an 8-year-old child, and starts fooling around with an intern. Now, there are many reasons people have affairs and cheat and get involved in these situations. But it doesn't change the fact that a person has it all in a certain sense on paper, right? Power, status, influence, a high-paying job, certainly a large portion of the country like them enough to vote them in the office. And this kind of dynamic, you know, it isn't like a new story to any of you. This isn't, you know, something you haven't heard before, where time and time again, a man is distracted from their job, their mission, their purpose by a woman. Now, we think of it in another context, which is dirty cheater, you liar, you snake, right? And, you know, I can understand the judgments, but despite the judgments we have about cheating, this theme is not exclusive to cheating. Single men also get distracted by their mission. And probably, well, let me reference a movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, Heat, where the character Neil McCauley, played by Robert De Niro, has one rule: never get attached. And for all the avoidant males out there, wow, do they love this, right? And there's a famous quote from the character, which is, "Don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around the corner." And then what happens? Neil falls for Edie, because, you know, we're wired for connection and attachment. He's living this cold, detached life as a career criminal, has this deeper longing inside of him for the warmth, the connection, companionship of a woman. And when he could walk away clean, he can't, you know, and that hesitation costs him everything. And it's sort of a textbook case of a man violating his own mission for connection. And for those of you who are huge fans of Heat, I don't want to get into, you know, a war over this. I understand the situation is more complicated than just Edie. It's also that he cannot stop himself from getting revenge against Wayne Grow. You know, he was almost home free, right? So it's both emotional attachment and emotional reactivity in seeking revenge. Okay, just want to say that for any of you who are huge fan of cinema like me. The point is, there's a million other examples like this, and they're anecdotes, but they do point to this truth that men will move mountains when they desire a woman. And this kind of theme is part of literature and storytelling over thousands of years. This isn't a new story. If you saw Channing Tatum's new movie Roof Man, where he portrays Jeffrey Manchester, it's another example of a criminal. I'm not supporting criminals, but like, you know, he's good at what he does. He almost gets away with it, but he can't help himself, right? He escapes from jail, which is an incredibly hard thing to do. And then he just can't help himself, gets into a relationship with a woman while he's supposed to be hiding out. And that leads to his capture by the FBI. So what I'm saying here is like, when someone you are dating says, "I'm just really busy right now, I'm really busy this month," you should start to smell the stench coming off of this statement. Because if a guy is actually into you, he will let you know that he is busy right now, but he will add reassurance, or he will add a statement of intent, or he will try to make a plan with you. So if he says, you know, "I'd like to see you," things are just so busy right now, period, with no other context, in the first 2-3 months of dating, I would bet big money that this means he's just not that into you. Yeah, he's busy, but he's busy dating other women, and you are not at the top of his list. And if a man is into you, if he is interested, he may very well be busy. We all get busy from time to time, but he will also want to make sure that he sees you. So if his weekend is busy or next week is busy, he will want to secure a day and time in the near future to see you. If he's out of the country, he will put something in the calendar when he's back. And if his life is so chaotic that he's not able to make plans with you, this is also something to consider, right? Is this person in a stable place in their life? Do I need consistency? Is that important to me? Is this a dynamic that I can live with long term? And some of you get anxious when you don't hear from your dating partner. You might be hearing from them. There might be daily conversation, but you're not hearing about future plans. You're not hearing about next steps. You wonder what is going on. What are we doing here? Do they like me? I think I like them. I like them. Do they like me? You know, and we spiral and spin out in some of this stuff. What's going on? What are they thinking? What are they feeling? And we hesitate to ask. You know, we hesitate to ask directly about, what are we doing here? What do you want with me? And for us to feel into, what do I want? Because like part of the anxious orientation is, does this guy like me? What are they thinking? What are they feeling? What do they want? What do they want to do next? It's like the anxious orientation is focused on the person and what's going on around you instead of having this sort of really kind of deeper connection to self about what I'm feeling and what I want. And is this in alignment for me? So we need to reckon with this in some way. If you're kind of the anxious person here who finds yourself in these situations, like I just want to validate that first of all, dating can be an anxiety-inducing experience, no doubt, right? Interviewing for a corporate job is anxiety-inducing for many people. And when you're interviewing, which is what dating is, you're sorting through the marketplace of options and like interviewing people for your life partner, and you tell them, nah, not interested. I don't think you're very good looking, right? I'm not into you. Holy, what a personal rejection. Now, I know many of you don't talk that way to dating partners. And many of you listen to the show or in relationships, you can send this to your, you know, single friend for them to listen to. The dating experience is there's a lot of unknown. There are a lot of big feelings, and we're vulnerable because we're putting our heart out there. We don't have any guarantees of how things are going to go. We don't know that. But here's a huge green flag for you to look out for in your relationship, really at all stages of relationship, but especially early on. The green flag is talking about the future together in a positive way. And that, for some of you early on in the dating phase, might just be next weekend. That's a huge green flag. Someone says, hey, I'd love to see you next week. You know, can we make a plan? Or I'd love to take you here. Are you available? When that stops, when someone stops making plans with you in the future, that's where it's sort of a concern, right? It should be a concern for all of us. If I woke up tomorrow and my partner said, I don't know if I want to be with you in the future. I don't know if I want to be with you next weekend. That would not be very good, right? So in the dating phase, that's one kind of thing we can look out for. And some of us have such low standards, you know, we really at our core don't think very highly of ourselves. So we put up with breadcrumbs. We put up with just the bare minimum, really. You know, sitting, hoping, waiting. We can be so desperate for attention so desperate for validation of the opposite sex or whoever we're attracted to, that we put ourselves aside, we put our needs aside. We're willing to trade so much of ourself for the companionship of another. And, you know, we do need to make some trades, right? We do need to negotiate some things. As I've said before, if we're going to be in a long-term relationship, there are some sacrifices we have to make. Like if you want to get married and be in a monogamous relationship, one sacrifice you would make is not sleeping with anyone else to meet the agreement of that relationship. So there's all kinds of trade-offs, but when we get started, if we want to be successful and we do want a long-term relationship, we're not just dating for fun or for sex or just for like adventure. If we're dating to get into a long-term relationship, we have an opportunity here to be more of ourselves, more connected to who we are, more clear about our needs and our relationship vision, more honest about who we really are and what we really want, and more willing to say no, more willing to have our own back, maybe in the way that our family, our parents, or people in our life never did, you know? And that work is really on us to learn how to set boundaries, to learn how to take a stand for our positive vision. Because many people are not going to be on board. Many people just don't want what you want. But some people don't have like such a high standard for relationship. They haven't given it much thought. They're just really trying to get laid. They're really just more in the unconscious energy of it all, instead of thinking more clearly about what it is that they want and what it's going to take for them to create that. What kind of sacrifices might they have to make, and are they willing to do it? And are they willing to hang in there with some of those big feelings? Are they willing to have some of those difficult conversations? So without added nuance, without reassurance, without saying, hey, things are really busy right now, I'd love to see you, can we make a plan, without putting that future intent, without giving you some sense that they want to see you in the future because they've said it directly, without that, there's something concerning about this. And I personally, I remember times in my life where I have said to a dating partner, you know, oh, I'm just really busy, because I really didn't want to talk to them that day because I had this like a part up. I had like, it was in like my avoidant energy. Or to a dating partner, maybe like, oh yeah, I'm just like busy this weekend because I'm like not sure about the relationship. And I hear this from my clients. Like they tell people that, oh, I'm just really busy right now because they're avoiding an awkward or difficult conversation. They're afraid to let someone down. This is not always the case, but it happens often, which is why, you know, for example, if you're a guy listening to this and you're dating, one thing you can do is it's okay to be busy, as I'm saying, but you can offer a statement of intent about the future, offer reassurance, let someone know. Like this is it's a healthy, secure thing to do. Is say, hey, things are so busy right now and I love hanging out with you and I'd love to see you again. Here's my next availability, right? That's a great thing to do. And if we don't plan in life, if we don't make things happen, time is just going to flash by. Opportunities are going to be lost. But this episode is really just speaking to some of the anxious people out there who can get strung along or misunderstand or misread certain cues because of what's going on with you. Maybe you have a desperate longing. Maybe you have a deep need for validation. Maybe it's very scary for you to be alone or to say no to partners or reject them because you have some scarcity thinking about yourself or the world, or that there's no good guys out there, or that all the good guys are taken. There's nobody left for me. I'm just sifting through the clearance rack, right? And if that's you, you got to look at that belief. Because that's not objective truth. That's just something, some story that you've taken on. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.